Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Lunch with Lynn. You know, when we talk about food stamps, it is interesting. It's an interesting conversation because people end up with a perception in their mind about who gets food stamps, who might be affected when we talk about cutting or eliminating people from the food stamp program. But in fact, there is a wide range of people who are currently involved in the program for a variety of reasons. And when we talk about nearly 700,000 people being eliminated from the program, you might be surprised at just how deep those cuts might go. We know the program now as SNAP, and the Trump administration is now tightening the guidelines, if you will, for the program. Ann Sanders is the public policy advocate for Just Harvest here in our area. She joins us now on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to kind of decipher all this. What's it mean? Welcome to the show, Ann.
Thanks for having me, Lynn.
I mean, when we talk about these new guidelines and the elimination of so many people, this is huge.
Yes, yes, it really is.
So what does it mean, and who's going to be affected? I feel like everyone on some level is going to be affected.
Yes. So the proposal that came out, this is like a final rule. It wouldn't go into effect until April 1st of next year.
Okay.
It is a rule that would, it's supposed to be specifically targeted to a group that is defined as an able-bodied adult without dependent. But what we know about those folks is that they are often non-custodial parents who have part-time custody of kids. They're often folks with disabilities that might not have, like, an official diagnosis or be receiving a disability benefit. You know, these are, you know, often people who have some of the biggest barriers to employment, lack of transportation, lack of stable housing, things like that. So this is often a very vulnerable group of folks that we're talking about, that this rule is particularly targeting.
And I think right out the gate, because it, the definition or the defining criteria starts with able-bodied, mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people, they hear able-bodied and their immediate reaction is, well, if they're able-bodied, they should be able to go out and go to work.
Right, right. So the... that is the assumption, but what it really often means is that it's someone who, you know, they have maybe arthritis or a mental health condition or some other condition that makes it really hard for them to go out and get a job, and or even a learning disability, things like that that may have, maybe they never finished high school because they had a learning disability, and now they're 40 years old, and they've been in and out of the workforce, and it's really hard for them to get a job. So these are the kind of... there's all kinds of folks that are in this category, and it's not really like a monolith. And you have, you know, folks that are paying child support that are in this group, and it really is just like a very broad group of folks.
Indeed. And so then what happens? You say this doesn't really go into effect until April, but we all know, I mean, just look at the fact that we're now at December. This time rolls by very quickly. So what will the alternatives be? Because it doesn't appear that there are many stopgaps in place. What's going to happen to these people?
Right. So So Allegheny County, we did have this rule in effect for about 2 years, in 2017 and 2018. So I can tell you a little bit about what happened when that rule was in effect in this county at that time. But I should note that during that time, some of the really, like McKeesport and West Mifflin and a couple of other areas still had this rule not in effect because of the higher unemployment rate in those neighborhoods. But what happened was that people lost their benefits. About 3,000 people lost their benefits. Mm-hmm. A lot of other people had to scramble to basically go see a doctor and get, basically have a doctor explain, like, oh, they're not able to work, or show that they were taking care of a relative or that they were doing something else in order to keep their benefits going. It was a giant headache for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. At the best end, it was a giant headache. And at the worst end, it meant people were hungry, and they had to rely on our food banks in the region for food. And that's never the food banks are really there for emergency situations. You know, that's what they're designed for. It's not supposed to be where you get all of your food. But that's what happens when people have no other source of income and no food assistance. So that's really what happened. And so at Just Harvest, one of the things we do, we help people apply for food stamps, and we also help people if their benefits get cut off. And during that time, what we saw was a lot of people were getting their benefits cut off, but they were people that shouldn't have had their benefits cut off just because they didn't know that they needed to get a piece of paper to show that they had a disability. They didn't know, that they were actually working. They were working. They were starting their own business, but it wasn't making any money, so they never reported any income, that kind of stuff. So all of those things, we had to help them sort of get that paperwork together. And we talked with a number of caseworkers at the time, too, that actually work at the county assistance office processing all those applications. And for them, it was a giant headache. It would, like, back up their workload. So it wasn't just affecting people that, needed to meet this work requirement or a time limit. They had to, it affects everyone else who applies for benefits and needs mm-hmm, benefits mm-hmm. because then the workers are doing all this other extra work and it backs up everybody else too.
Well, it also seems to me that, the realities are the food banks are not going to be able to pick up all this slack. And it seems to me that corporate Pittsburgh, we only have about 30 seconds left, but it seems like corporate Pittsburgh is going to have to step up its game, or corporate Allegheny County is going to have to step up its game as well to try to fill this gap.
Yeah, it really is a poor, misguided policy. There are lots of other ways to help people get food assistance or become self-sufficient, but cutting people off of help is not a good way. It doesn't help anybody get a job. So,
boy, that's all I can say is... This is exasperating indeed, but the Trump administration says this is what they want to do, and it takes place in April. Ann Sanders, thanks so much for joining us from Just Harvest today, joining us on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We're going to open up the phones and take listener calls in a minute. We appreciate you, Ann.
All right, thank you.
All righty, thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.